the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading of the Gospel today is a beautiful parable that Jesus Christ told us, which is a parable of the prodigal son. Pope Shenouda used to call this parable another name. He used to call this parable the wise son and the kind father. And this is what I'm going to talk to you about today. The wise son, because he's repentant and he tasted the joy of his father. He attended the party and he was happy being in the house of his father. So he was very wise. And the very kind father, because the father is the hero of this story, because he was so kind. And by his kindness, the son has been touched by the kind of his father. Unless the father is kind, the son wouldn't think to come back to him. But the father is very kind. I would like to tell you that this parable, Jesus Christ telling us how the Father in heaven thinking. So if you'd like to know about heaven, read about this parable and many other parables, that Jesus only knows the heart of the Father, and he is telling us about the heart of the Father in heaven. So this parable is so important to understand what is the Father in heaven is doing. And no one can tell you what is the Father in heaven is doing except the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is coming from heaven. So this parable is telling you about the heart of the Father. He was very kind. The son was wise in three points. I'm going to talk to you about them. The first point, he felt himself sinner. He said, I sin against you, my father, and I'm not deserving to be your son. It is a status of a heart that is repentant heart. This is a very good thing about this son. He had this repentant heart, that I am not deserving to be your son. It's a beautiful status of a Christian heart, that I am not deserving, Lord. I am a sinner. I am not very good. I'm going to ask you a question. Is every heart, every Christian heart attending that church today, is having this type of heart, that I am a sinner? Or sometimes we think of ourselves as good people, who are okay. We are much better than other people around us. I tell you a story happened a couple of days ago, that a high school son came to confess, and he said something quickly, and I didn't like that he said it quickly without having this heart of repentance. He said, I'm swearing. And he went to the next sin. And I say, stop. What do you mean by swearing? Say, I swear at school. And I said, I thought I really need him to feel that this is not something easy. Maybe his friends at school is swearing all the time, but as Christian person, he has to feel that, as a prodigal son said today, I don't deserve to be your son. I have sinned against you and against heaven, and I don't deserve to be your son. I thought of his heart has to be this type of heart when he confessed, not just I sin. So I thought what I would do, and I prayed quickly, say, Lord, send a couple of words in my mind to tell this person. So the first question I asked him never happened with me before, but happened this time. I say, what swear you say? And it was a very embarrassing, and say, you say it. You don't say, if you don't like to say the full word, say the full word. But if not, say the first letter. He say that it started with B and then turned it to F. Every second word I say F. I say, what do you mean by F? I say, Abuna, you know. And I say, this is not good. The people around you in the school are doing that, are saying this word. But do you think Jesus would do that? Jesus would say this word? Say, never. Do you think Abuna in front of you is going to say this word? I say, no, I don't think so, Abuna. You are saying this word. I say, why you are saying this word? This is something not a Christian person should do. So it is a status of a heart, a repentant heart, that I fall in sin in front of you, God, and I don't deserve to be your son. This is a status of a heart that you should have all the time. A feeling that when I compare myself to Jesus, when I compare myself to the saints of the church, I am very much low. Not I am comparing myself to the people around me. I don't think any smart student would compare himself to some failure people in the class. Like, if there are some students in the class getting from 35% to 45%, and all of them are falling the year, are you going to compare them saying, I'm getting 46%? You still are going to be falling the year. You are not passing the year. So when you compare yourself to a level that is the people who are passing the test. As Christians on life, we have to have this level of Jesus Christ we would like to imitate. The best thing to do as Christian person in life is to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ, is to look at him as the role model, and you try to come close to this role model of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the meaning of Christianity. Not that I'm comparing myself to people around me, because people around you, not every one of them is going to go to heaven. If you would like to go to heaven, compare yourself to Jesus and compare yourself to the saints, but not to the people around you. St. Paul said a beautiful verse in Ephesians chapter 4. He said, till we all come to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we would like to come to this level, to the fullness of Christ, to the fullness, to the full man, to the complete man. This is the level that the Lord Jesus Christ would like us to be. Not comparing yourself to people around you, and you say, you tell yourself, I am very good, I am very much better than the people around me. I don't need to confess, I don't need to repent. I don't have this feeling that I don't deserve, Lord, to be with you. As this wise son today, he said to his father, I have sinned against you, I have sinned against heaven, I don't deserve to be your son anymore. This is the status of a heart of a Christian person who is acceptable in front of the Lord. If you don't have this status, compare yourself all the time with Jesus, and compare yourself all the time with the saint. Second point I would like to tell you is a kind father. In this story that the Lord Jesus Christ created is not a true story, but he would like to teach us what is the heart of the Father. He said a word which is beautiful. The young son came to him and said, Dad, give me the portion of your money. Can you hear that? The portion of your money. And I cannot imagine in the 21st century, here in Western society, not in the Middle East, and not in the first century, that a son can come to his dad now and tell him, give me the portion of your money. And I don't think any father would do that, would tell him, I have $500,000 in the bank, you take $250,000 and you do whatever you like. It never happened. But what Jesus has done today is telling us how kind is the Father, how kind is God. It says without hesitation, without thinking twice, he took his own, the message in the Bible, when you read the Bible in Luke 15 today, you'll find he took his own livelihood that is belonging to him, belonging to the Father, is his own livelihood, and he gave half of them to the person. I think Jesus would like to tell us a message today that he is so kind. He is so, so, so kind. We really need to understand that as Christian people. We really need to have faith that our Father in heaven is so kind. One day Jesus said something very nice. He said, five of these small birds is sold for 2 cents, something very cheap. One of them is not forgotten in front of your Father in heaven. You are much better than them. I care about you very much. Why you care about your food? Why you care about your clothes? I care about you much more. Your Father is very kind. You have to understand this message. This is the message of Christianity, and this is the message of Jesus that he is trying to get to you. The Father is very kind. The Lord is very kind. One day, I was driving with a servant here in the church, and he's telling me something that touched my heart very much. He said, with every single person on earth, Christian or not Christian, this kind God do something very big that the person would know that this is the kind Father. He said, there is no human being that the Lord didn't do something big to him. A couple of days ago, a person came to me and said, the Lord is so kind, a servant. And I told him, tell me the story about how kind is the Lord. He said that one day my work asked me to go overseas to do some contract work for a branch of the company. And they booked for him business class. So he flew business class and he enjoyed very much the business class. And they came and say, I wish my wife came with me one day and we enjoy the business class because it was so enjoyable. So in his trip with his wife in the holiday, he asked about how much the business class is, and obviously it is very, very expensive. So he said, no, I can't do that. It's very expensive. So he booked economy class, and in his way back, going to the gate. He finds a staff on the airport coming back home. They give him two tickets, business class, and say, we upgrade you business class. He's telling me I was not very happy with the business class as such, but I was very happy that the Lord listened to my heart. And it touched me very much, and I will never forget that. No one knows about the desire in my heart to take my wife with me one time to business class. But the Lord listened. I have never told my wife this wish, but the Lord listened. And the Lord gave it to me straight away in the very, very next trip I travel. I travel a lot holiday with my family. Never happened, but it happened this time when I have the desire to take my wife. A small thing, but it tells him how kind the Lord is. The Lord is very kind. In the prodigal son parable today, Jesus would like to tell you that he is very kind. Please open your eye to the kindness of the Lord. He is doing with you many things every day to tell you that he is very kind. The Lord is much more kind than your dad. The Lord is much more kind than your mom. The Lord is much more kind than your boss at work, who is maybe is kind and you see him as kind. But the Lord is much, much more. He is million times more kind than over you imagine. The Lord once said that the Lord shine the sun every day to the good people and to the people blaspheme against him. He is so kind. This is the message that the Lord would like to tell you, that he is so beautiful and so kind. Third point, the wise son today has done, and I would like all of us is doing, is he took an action. He said, now I will stand up and go to my father. And this action is so beautiful. I thought of a couple of action we would like to take during Lent. During Lent, we need to take actions. One of these action can be, I have been for very long time watching bad stuff. Some sites when I go to computer and I watch computer, some stuff are not proper at all. And I have been very lukewarm, and I still causing my eye to sin and causing my body to sin and causing my purity to go away. It is time during Lent to say, now I'm not going to touch this site during Lent, even if it takes me not to go often to my computer, only if I need to do that. So I give this time to the Lord, and I'm not going to sin against my body and against my purity. You really need to take an action to be like this wise son. This wise son didn't say that I am a sinner, I don't deserve to be in the house of my father and sit in the same place. But he took an action and he moved on. If you haven't started fasting yet and you are spoiling your body very much and you are telling, I cannot eat food and I cannot eat chips and I cannot eat all this simple type of food in fasting, take an action today. Forget about your body, please, because your body is going to the grave, is going to death, but your soul and your spirit is going to heaven. Take care of your spirit. So please take an action. This beautiful son took an action. If you are in a relationship, that this relationship is not a good relationship. If you are talking to a person in your work and this person is trying to come closer to you and you feel that and you know that and it is against the purity, your purity and your honesty with your family, please stop that. Take an action. The Lord is asking us to take an action. It is not enough for you to say, I am a sinner, and you don't take an action. But please take an action. If you are like this beautiful son who came for confession, and one of the sins he was doing, small sins he's doing, one of them was swearing, be like him, and he promised the Lord that I'm not going to swear. I go out and I will do whatever it needs me to do, not to swear. One of the highest school students told me one time to force himself not to swear anymore. He put an elastic band in his hand every time he swears. He gets the elastic band up, let it go, so he remember that I promised the Lord not to swear. I'm not going to swear. And the Lord helped him and gave him grace, and he stopped swearing after some short period of time. So take an action, please, in your spiritual life. If you haven't seen your confession father for a very long time, claiming that you are okay, claiming that I'm praying to the Lord, I'm confessing to the Lord, please go to your confession father in a very humble way and tell him, I have seen the Buna, please pray for me. And with the authority given to you from Jesus to absolve sin on earth, please pray for me. and absolve my sin on earth. See your confession, Father, during the Lent. Be like this wise son. The wise son took an action. He rectified his life. He is much higher, much better spiritually than before because he took an action. This is the wise son of today, that he came back to his dad and he enjoys the ring, he enjoys the lovely clothes, he enjoys the party, and he enjoys being very much welcomed by his dad. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.